your body's gotten stuck in a position or a place, perhaps you understand how interesting it can be. You try to move, right? You desperately pull or struggle, and it doesn't matter, because when you're stuck, well, you're stuck. That's all there is to it. And especially when you think about hypnotic sticking, there's something fun, isn't there, about being able to be stuck. There's something fun about trying to give in to that sensation of being stuck, to resist that movement, but you can't. You're stuck. So you're this just there. And find yourself thinking about what that's like to imagine yourself stuck, unable to move, helpless, to do anything other than simply give in. But perhaps with just the right idea, you can find yourself, you know, perhaps being given a little bit of, I don't know, fairy dust sprinkled over the top of you. And find that stuck feeling, getting all melty. Just becoming unglued, melted away, undone, until what's there is you, perhaps in a little puddle, sliding and sinking and dropping down more and more deeply into trance, like that. Can you find yourself in that state of deep sleep, just like that? Can you find yourself giving in right now to dropping deeper down? And as you find yourself in that state of giving in, of surrendering, of opening up your unconscious mind to take my words in, to allow yourself to be in that place where the things that I say are easy to pay attention to, while everything else is easy, easy, easy to let go of, while you find yourself melting down more and more deeply into your chair, more and more deeply into a state of comfort, more and more easily and effortlessly into a state of nothing. Do you want to find yourself as something? Well, you can if you wanted to, but go ahead and allow your conscious self to think about something, anything, that thing you find yourself wanting to be, and allow your conscious mind to get stuck on that thing, whatever that is, while your unconscious mind opens up wider and wider, while your unconscious mind pays attention, while your unconscious mind is fascinated by the sound of my voice and the words that I say, and really, really, really wants to just obey, just like that. And the more you find yourself in that state of giving in, unconsciously, of course, to the sound of my voice and the things that I say, it gets simple and easy to find yourself spiraling down more and more deeply into a state where your unconscious mind is awash. Perhaps with stars, perhaps with spirals, perhaps with kaleidoscopic images moving around. As you drop, as you swirl, as you sink, as your world shrinks, feel how good that is to simply give in, to accept that the things that have been said by my voice float easily and effortlessly into your unconscious mind and allow you to find yourself more obedient, more effortlessly deeply in trance, more wonderfully, completely pliable to the things that I say, and finding new ways to do things. Feel your unconscious mind say yes and give in. Feel your unconscious mind grasping these ideas and these words. Feel your unconscious mind wanting more. Feel how good it is to try to resist taking all those things in, but just knowing that your conscious self is stuck on some idea somewhere else, and your unconscious mind wants to take in my words and my voice, wants to absorb them deeply into you so that you can find yourself changed in the most wonderful and positive ways, so that you can give in easily and effortlessly to these words, these ideas, so that you can find yourself dropping down like a star shooting from the sky. Imagine yourself out in a field, perhaps lying down, looking up at the sky. No other lights around it, so, so dark. But the stars so far away are bright and amazing, transmitting their secret messages to us from billions of years ago. Imagine them talking to us like that. Perhaps the way I'm talking to your unconscious mind, but hopefully my voice travels to your unconscious mind so much faster. And then something shoots across the sky. Do you make a message, a wish? Do you find yourself thinking about what it means? Do you just accept that something beautiful happened or something tragic happened, depending on your point of view? But your point of view, lying on the ground, looking up at the sky that's all dark except for the stars, their reflected light coming to you from so long ago. Can you imagine what that's like? So long ago, so many things have happened so long ago in our lives. And sometimes things that are happening then can affect us now. And sometimes things that are happening now feel really great. And sometimes things that are happening now, not so good. I wonder right now if your unconscious mind can think of something that you find yourself responding or reacting to or reflecting that happened a long time ago that's not necessary or helpful anymore. And if you can, perhaps, just allow that thing that you used to do that is not helpful to shine out, to burn out, to burn up, to fade away like a star, one last final extravagant effort streaking across your sky, and then in a beautiful blaze, just gone. Allowing yourself to take that energy and put it towards something else, allowing yourself to do something wonderful and new with that, allowing yourself to reflect that energy back into you so that you can pick that up and do something fascinating and good with it. Drop down deeper right now. Feel your unconscious mind opening up as you get more obedient, as you get more compliant, as you find yourself happy to just take my words in and obey them, as your unconscious mind feels spectacularly crystalline about the things that I say in one way or another. If you don't like a thing I say, you can always let go of it. If you do like a thing that I say, you can hold on to it. You can embellish it. You can add it in. Somebody that I work with, when something goes right in their brain, when they're given a suggestion they really like, they put it on a whiteboard and they put a big black border around it on the whiteboard of their mind. And then their unconscious mind takes it and makes it theirs, embeds it into their brain. If they get a suggestion they don't like, they just erase it, and they don't have to deal with it anymore. It's gone. You can use that or some other method of your choice to accept or reject any suggestions you like and just feel yourself feeling so good about your own ability to do that. Knowing that your unconscious mind is capable of taking these suggestions in and just making them your own. Whatever it is that you like about a suggestion can be intensified and made more powerful like that. Give in and feel how nice that is to accept those suggestions and to become more powerfully enabled by them. To find yourself melting and dropping and going more deeply into trance. To think about the times where you thought about resistance and realize that sometimes it's useful and sometimes it's not. And if it's useful now, you can keep resisting. I think there's something fascinating about people who are expending all that energy on trying to resist something. I kind of think of it as using up your willpower. Did you know that most people only get so much willpower? It's like there's only enough of it in us to do so many things every single day. And so by the time you've resisted something a few times, well, you're exhausted. It's exhausted. Your willpower has been exhausted. Your ability to resist has been exhausted. And that's it. You have to give in. It's just easier to give in anyway. And giving in anyway can feel so very good. So sink down deeper and drop down more. And resist as much as you possibly can for the next couple minutes. Or maybe it's the next couple seconds. I mean, I don't know how much willpower you have left in you. And maybe you don't know how much willpower you have left in you either. And maybe it's easier to just accept that your unconscious mind really enjoys being resistant for just a moment. Feel how good that is to just accept that your unconscious self wants to accept, wants to resist resistance. And you can give in to the idea that resisting resistance feels better than anything else. So drop down deeper and feel better right now. Go ahead and give in to how much better you can find yourself feeling. How much better can you feel this moment? How much better can your unconscious mind allow you to feel and allow you to be and allow the rest of your days that are coming in the near future to be? How much more amazing can they become? Think about all the things that you have been putting off doing. Think about all the things that you now have time to do. Think about all the things you know have the brain power to do that you're not dealing with things that you didn't really want to do. Or if you are working from home, congratulations and notice that you no longer have to travel to get to work. And it's easier to just use that time to do something nice for yourself. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me right now here and all the times that you have. And notice that that's something nice for yourself too. That you can give in a little bit more and a little bit more, and everything about the way you can find yourself giving in right now can feel more and more powerful and more positive. Just hold on to that. How good it feels to know that your unconscious self is truly amazing. I say that all the time, but I believe it. And I believe that your unconscious mind wants the very best for you, and that you can find yourself doing just about anything. So give in to that idea, but in the meantime, drop down deeper. In the meantime, feel even more pleasure. In the meantime, just let go of the things that you don't need right in this very moment. And the things that you do need in this very moment, let your brain just give you. Do you find yourself wanting to feel more stuck? Do you want to be frozen in place right now? Let your brain just let that happen. Your brain can do that. I give it permission to. Does your brain want to flood your body with all the chemicals that let you feel so very good right now? Just like that. Imagine, perhaps, if you will. One of my favorite things. Knockout powders of various and assorted colors and shapes and sizes. Okay, mostly colors. Different kinds of glistening. Do you know I have this gold knockout powder? It is the most aggravating color that I have because it literally sticks on stuff and I've cleaned it 3 or 4 times and it's still there. But it's beautiful. It's gold. And it shimmers like nobody's business. And I kind of wonder if your brain might enjoy having some of that blown at you. And to notice that when that gold is blown at you, you can find that the things that are stuck inside your head that have not been able to come out, that you really, really, really have been looking for a way to say it, a way for you to find yourself doing something. Something inside you has been stuck for such a long time, whether it's words, whether it's actions, I don't know. But you can notice that when I blow this at you, it will sound like this. That you can imagine that that incredibly sticky, super shiny, gold knockout powder has just been sent directly into your mind, into the places that was stuck. And instead of that thing that was there sticking, that gold sticks. And the gold begins to affect the thing that was sticking. And it turns that thing that was there gold. It turns your ideas, your words, your actions into something really powerful and something really positive. It turns them into something desirable that polishes it a little bit. It makes it exactly the way it should have been. And your brain takes those ideas that have been covered with that gold. That gold turns them into something a little bit better. Your unconscious mind uses that gold to transform them, to transmute them. Feel how good that is to let that happen, to let those ideas become embiggened and to allow your unconscious mind to be in that state of taking those fantastic ideas in and just letting that proliferate throughout your whole entire consciousness and unconsciousness. Imagine that slow-moving, super shiny gold just coming down at you, kind of as though those stars had just come down at you when you were lying in that field, only all at once. And it's daylight, and they sparkle so amazingly, and they land only in the places in your brain that really need it, and they get to work. And you could resist that if you wanted to, but you know you're going to run out of resistance at some point in time, so just let it happen. Let the parts of you that were stuck get unstuck. Let the parts of you that needed polish get that shine, get that gold, get that sparkle. Let your unconscious mind put those ideas to work in a way that lets them shine on their own when they're not stuck in your head anymore. And feel how fascinating that is to accept that and to let that happen. To notice that every time you find yourself stopped in place, every time you find yourself pliable or submissive, every time you find yourself giving in or surrendering, or accepting what's happening to you in a hypnotic sense, at least from me, notice that it just allows you to accept yourself in a way that you didn't before, to accept your flaws and to accept your greatnesses, and to just work on making you have more of one and less of the other. More of the greatness, less of the flaws. Work on those flaws until they become shiny and wonderful and obviously a valued part of you. Every single part of us is valuable and is needed and necessary. Sometimes things just need to be turned around a little bit. You need to be given a new thing to do, need to be given a new purpose, need to be asked if they could do something different. Feel how nice that is for a part inside you that's been doing something you didn't like to be asked to do something totally different, and for it to just feel so fantastically good right now that all the parts inside you that are doing something that they weren't really happy with, that they can become more and more valuable to you. That they can become more and more excitedly happy to be driven to do the things that you always wanted to get done. Notice that your unconscious mind can get unstuck and stop resisting you, and feel how fascinatingly good that is for you to feel yourself moving forward as though I dropped some WD-40 somewhere deep inside your mind along with that gold. And your brain begins to act more powerfully, more quickly, more amazingly, and yet only as fast as you can literally get ideas out of yourself and down in a form that is useful and powerful for you. Give into that right now. And feel how good that is to just let go and to drop down more and more deeply into trance. Feel the pleasure that comes from being transformed and transmuted yourself. Feel the good that comes from having your mind envisioned and your ideas just opened up so the world can see them polished and shiny and delightful for critique and criticism and feedback. And to know that you can accept that because your brain is flexible and your brain is pliable and your unconscious self is capable of taking these things in and of thinking about how they go and being generous to yourself in a way that's kind and thoughtful and letting those ideas just permeate throughout the rest of you, throughout the rest of your world, throughout the rest of your days and your weeks in a way that is transformative. Go ahead and allow yourself to be transformed. Go ahead and allow your unconscious mind to say, oh, we've got all these things going on. We're going to take our time and we're going to take our experiences and we're going to make things happen for us in the best way that we know how. And as we take those experiences in and as we make them and turn them into the best things that we know how, everything about that will feel so much better and we're going to feel fantastic because every step that you take to give yourself a new start on anything that's been stuck in your head that's now coming out of your head in exactly the right speed you need it to in order for it to be understandable and useful for you, all of those things are just going to allow you to feel fantastic, to feel so amazing, to feel so good, to feel so shiny. Hold on to what that's like to feel shiny and brand new, to feel as though you've shed your old, dry, dead husk of a self on some level, and what's left is this beautiful, little vulnerable, new you that doesn't really need a tough shell anymore because you can find yourself doing all these things and just soaking in the sunshine and letting that gold reflect the beauty of your ideas and yourself and your unconscious mind back into the world and notice that everything can get just a little bit brighter. Hold on to that. On the count of 10, find your eyes opening up. Find yourself feeling great, able to be right back here with us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Eyes open, wide awake. Now.